Whether you're talking about open floor office plans or email, it's not that these tools are worthless. It's just that the value is little and the costs are high. It's difficult to come up with a metric that represents how email saps productivity, and ultimately the bottom line. In the absence of such metrics, people overemphasize the benefits. Take, for instance, the cost of constantly monitoring your email. Even though email may seem to occupy just a sliver of your attention, its psychic footprint is large. Messages tend to be trivial, or worse, mildly stressful or frustrating. These annoyances, in isolation, are minor, but collectively, they create a feeling of stress that sullies your workday. Deep work, in sharp contrast, promotes a feeling of calm satisfaction. The good news is that it is possible to cultivate deep working habits. One key is to recognize the economy of willpower. Research strongly suggests that humans only have so much willpower. It isn't an infinite resource. You can't hope to increase your willpower, but you can manage it better with the deliberate implementation of new routines and rituals in your professional life. The first step is to decide on an approach. There are four basic approaches to cultivating deep work habits, and the one you select should align with your lifestyle, your personality,